Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, it's Caroline from G-Thanks Just Bought It, reminding you that in between episodes, you can find me on Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod. You can find products that don't make it onto the episodes and recommendations from listeners like you. So before you start this episode, give it a follow and say hi in the comments. And for a full list of every product we featured on G-Thanks, visit gthanksjustboughtit.com/episodes. See you there. Welcome to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast where we talk about what we just bought and what you might need to buy next. I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and I'm joined by my guest co-host, Sally Tamarkin. Sally, hey.
Caroline, I'm so psyched to be here. Thank you for having me.
I am so psyched to have you here. Let's just like get the F into it. First of all, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Well. It's hot and steamy here in Philadelphia, so I'm fanning myself and drinking a cold drink. But otherwise, I'm hanging tough.
What's your cold drink of choice?
I'm drinking. Now, I don't know if you know this. Maybe G-Thanks heads know this, but the Target seltzer brand, Good and Gather, is really good.
Really?
Yeah, it's like surprisingly good. So I'm drinking a strawberry mango sparkling water by Good and Gather, and it's delish.
Wow. Okay. I love that. Like a nice little summer treat.
Yeah, exactly. Very refreshing.
Very refreshing. Well, it's a little gray here in Los Angeles, but it will probably be 90 degrees within the next couple hours.
Sure. That checks out.
I also forget how hot Philadelphia is compared to – it's hotter than New York. Like – it's a climate zone lower.
Very hot, very humid. When we moved here from Brooklyn, we were psyched because we have a porch and we have a deck and we were excited to spend time outside. But it turns out that there's like it's not livable. Like you can't actually, between the humidity and the bugs from like May through August, forget about it.
Wow.
So yeah, hellish climate over here.
Hellish climate. All right. Well, when do you get to enjoy your day? Like, is September cool enough? Is October cool enough?
Yeah, September, October. I'm also, I think that like other people have a higher tolerance for the natural world and its foibles. I don't like to be made uncomfortable by bugs and heat and stuff like that.
I'm with you. I don't do outside. I'm not an outdoor girl.
You're indoorsy like me, maybe.
I'm indoorsy like you. I do not like being hot. I do not like being sweaty. If you do not want to be around me if we have to be outside and it's over like 78 degrees and it's humid.
Do you get super cranky?
Yeah, I'm a bitch. I'll tell you that much. I don't want to be – I'm not – I have no tolerance. But here's the other thing. I love the cold. You could stick me outside.
That's interesting.
You could stick me outside in 18-degree weather. I think my body runs so hot that I'm like, I even out when it's like below 30. I'm like,
I love that. Yeah, I mean, I prefer to be too hot, but I'm not – I mean, versus like too cold. But I'm not trying to like sit outside in the heat. Like people who want to get together and like sit in the sun and like hang out for hours, that's absolutely not happening.
Ludicrous. I don't like the beach for that reason. The only way I would like the beach is if I had a house on the beach that had central air and I could go from the beach to the house very easily. And then I would just spend like 15 minutes at the beach and then go back in the house. But like my parents used to make us go to Jones Beach when we were kids because they loved the beach. And we'd have to be there all day. There's no like refuge. You're just there. And I hated it.
Yeah, the beach is a toughie. I've come around to the beach in like small to medium doses because I have found that if you have the right stuff, you can like have a comfortable time there. But that means that I can last there for like a couple hours. People who do like a full on beach day where it's just like we get there at 10 a.m. and we leave at 5, like could never be me. Yeah. Totally. And having the central AC nearby is totally key. We weren't meant to.
No.
If we were meant to spend all that time outside, God wouldn't have invented houses and central air.
That's exact. And God did invent houses and central air. And I know that.
We all know that.
We all know that. Okay. Well, I'm glad we have that out of the way. And for all that you and Dan have in common, you do not have that in common with Dan. Dan would love to be outside forever, sitting in the heat, happy as a clam. So you side with Caroline on that. And I love that.
Yeah. That's the one way that we're not incredibly compatible.
It's true. All right. Well, at least we have one thing on the list. Just literally one thing. Speaking of, we're going to talk about the items that we brought. And I want to start with yours because it's Dan adjacent.
It is.
You started a new hobby recently, so you had to buy some gear. Tell us about it.
I did. Okay. So I decided that the pandemic is a time of adopting new personalities. At least it has been for me. Because it's like, let's try a new hobby, see what sticks, and then just throw ourselves into it with like total abandon because what else are we doing? So this actually may be somewhat embarrassing. Came to me because I got an ad in my Instagram feed for people wearing for like tennis apparel, but like really cool tennis apparel. And I was like, I could look that cool if I played tennis. And then I was like, maybe I'll play tennis. And that's how I went from never having played tennis before in my entire life. Like, I don't think I had held a tennis racket to now being the owner of a tennis racket and 6 tennis balls. And I haven't gotten any other gear because I feel like I want to make sure it sticks before I totally get like decked out in like, you know, a visor and other kinds of stuff, like a collared shirt, a white collared shirt or whatever.
Yeah,
but yeah, so I have a tennis racket now.
How do you feel about it? Did you get like fitted for it? Like how does one... You know, how'd you pick this specific? How did this racket choose you for its forever home?
Thank you for putting it that way. I'm a researcher. So, you know, I like to look around. I like to see, I'm not a very sportsy person, but I was a fitness editor. So I kind of know enough about different kinds of like sports and athletic hobbies that I know that they're that they can get technical. So I was like, let me see. I'm sure that there are different like sizes of tennis rackets and stuff like that. And indeed there are. And you can do this thing where you like measure you get a tape measure and you measure from like the bottom of your palm to like the top of your index finger. Mm-hmm. And when I stumbled on that, I was like, okay, forget it. Tennis is too complicated. Like I'm not dealing with that. Because like I can't be measuring my hand for a hobby that I don't even know if I'm gonna like. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, you don't. That's like so much commitment to measure your hand. And I'm not even being facetious. That's too much. That's too much work.
It's like let me get this right. You want me to stand up, walk down to my office, get a tape measure. Like the whole point of this is that I'm lying in bed with my phone trying to buy myself something.
Right. Don't make me do more work.
Yeah.
So I get it.
Yeah. So I like jettisoned that idea because the other thing is that I was like, I have never swung a tennis racket. So I think that it's very unlikely that that like plus or minus a couple of like inches or ounces is really going to impact how well I can play. Like if I was maybe, you know, once you start getting good, then you're like, okay, what can I tweak to make, you know, to make me even better at this activity. But it's like, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to hit the ball. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to connect the racket with the ball. So let me just like, you know, make sure I get something that's not too big for my hand and that's not like too heavy. So then I just kind of poked around like the Wilson website and, you know, there's like a section for like beginner rackets. And, you know, you can also you sort by cost is what you do. Because like when you're starting out, like, you know, I was looking at there are some like gift guide or not gift guides, but like, you know, these are the best like tennis rackets for beginners. And there are some.
I was gonna ask if you got into like the forums. you know, if you got into the threads.
I didn't get into the threads because I feel like that would stress me out too much. Like I would start doing research, you know, and I would just do research for weeks and like, you know, never buy anything. Or I would
We're
buy
just trying
it
to see
I,
if it, you can hit a ball. We're just trying to see, yeah, trying to see if this can, is even enjoyable. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because what if I can hit the ball, but it like sucks and it's boring, which, you know, I mean, I'll get to that in a second. But, I did look at a couple of like roundups of like, this is the best tennis racket for beginners, but they were all really, really expensive. And it's like, this is the best tennis racket for beginners who want to drop a couple $100. And I was thinking more in the like what do you have in the $20 to $40 range? Is like
I was
going
to say 40 tops. So we're on the same page.
Yeah, 100%. So basically, once I kind of got the lay of the land in terms of like seeing what was on different websites, like what kinds of what the costs were of different rackets and then like what were kind of like, you know, quote unquote good for beginners or versus like this is good for precision and speed, which, you know, again, I just like don't need.
It's like, what does that even mean? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Could not tell you. So I ended up on this website called tennis-point.com, which sounds fake, but I assure you is real. And I ended up with this racket called I don't know. Should I tell you what it's called? Is that interesting? Or should I just
yes,
describe
you
it?
Have to. You know, you got to tell me what it's called. I mean, look, I'm you said tennis-point.com and I'm hooked. I need to know what the tennis racket is called.
Okay. So it's called Head Tennis Instinct Supreme Tennis Racket, which all
rolls
of that
off
to
the
me
tongue.
It rolls off the tongue. Sounds like it was translated out of English and then back into English using Google Translate.
Yes.
And it just basically says, you know, it's a beginner level frame. It's pretty light. And then the main thing that sold me, besides the fact that like it was already on sale for 30% off, and then there was an extra 15% off with a code, which it looks like there still is active.
Mm-hmm.
It also says it has a super oversized head, which I was like, that's going to make it more likely that I can hit the ball. So that sounds like it's for me.
Right. More area, space. That just makes sense. Like,
yeah,
just more surface area for the ball to find it.
Yeah. In fact, like if I could just take like a gigantic piece of poster board and swing that around, then I would know for sure I was going to hit the ball.
It's weird that they don't do that, honestly. Do you know, I think you should send a letter to like, you know, Wimbledon and be like, it's just a thought.
I'm going to take that on Shark Tank and be like, it's like a new intro. It's an on-ramp to tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I have this Head Tennis Instinct Supreme and what I do really like about it is that it's like telling a very 90s color story. It's kind of like a teal with like pink and white writing on it.
Well, now you're speaking Dan's language. That's very like Malibu Sands Beach Club.
Yes.
It's very like 90210, like we got a summer job and like this cougar's hitting on me sort of situation.
Now you are speaking my language. Yes, that's exactly what it is. And so it's really fun. And like, you know, it's kind of one of those things where I walk to the tennis court near my house and I feel tennis-y just like holding on to it. You know what I mean? It's like, cause you know, if you see me, you don't know that I've like never hit a tennis ball in my life. You just see someone in sneakers with a cool tennis racket and you're probably thinking there's a cool tennis person.
Yeah. I'm thinking she's so good at tennis. Like she even has a racket.
She has her own racket.
She has her own racket. So she must be really good at this sport. It's all about the accessories. It's all about dressing for the job you want, right? Show up and be ready.
You are not kidding. I am already planning. I'm definitely going to get into headbands because that seems really fun.
Yes.
I think wristbands is going to happen.
Absolutely.
And then I just sort of, I have to figure out what my like on court look is going to be because I think I could do a thing. I could do like a Malibu Sands thing or I could do something a little bit more maybe like that, but like make it bad boy. And so I wear like cut off shorts, but then with like a collared shirt, but then I pop the collar. I don't know. There's a lot of options, Caroline.
A lot of, and also you could go in various, you know, there's 7 days in the week and I assume you will be playing tennis 7 days a week. So every single day for hours, you could go in different directions and you could go in a new direction every day. But I really like that you're thinking about the most important part of this new hobby, which is dressing the part and not necessarily learning the skill. Cause that just can come later. You know?
I would be lying if I said I was more interested in learning the skill than I was in getting the stuff. I mean, yeah. The thing that inspired me to get into tennis was like an ad for these really cool outfits. You know what I mean? So uh-huh. Uh-huh. I think that says it all, you know, but I mean, I'm having fun so far. It's probably not a good sport to just like pick up because it's actually really hard. Maybe it's not for other people or younger people, but like, I find it quite difficult to hit the ball. I can hit the ball, but I can't control anything about where it goes. Yes. So a lot of me playing tennis is I take my racket, I go to the court, I hit it against the wall. And what I do is I hit it accidentally so high and so hard, it goes over the wall. So me playing tennis is just I'm running around getting the balls that have like flung off, you know, that I flung off course.
Well, a lot of tennis, and I only know this because Dan does play tennis and plays often. And we went through like a 3-hour phase 2 years ago where I also got a tennis racket and we went and played once. And I was like, yeah, not for me. It's a little hot out. And a lot of tennis is running around because for me, what I loved about tennis was I want to hit the ball, but if you hit the ball and it doesn't go directly into my racket, I'm like, well, that's your fault. You should have been aiming for my racket. Whereas the point is like you got to run after the ball a little. You know, you got to chase it and hit it and chase it and hit it. I'm like, I don't want to chase it. Just throw a ball like baseball, essentially, is what I'm actually looking to play.
you are speaking to the fundamental flaw of the game of tennis, which is that the ball doesn't just come to you. And like, when I think of tennis, I think of hitting a ball with a racket. So you're telling me that I'm going to go to the tennis court with my racket and a ball, and I'm going to have to run to the ball to hit it?
Yeah.
No thanks.
False advertising. I mean, really and truly. I mean, the other thing about tennis that's so funny is I think you also, in the same vein as picking your accessories, need to figure out what your hit like grunt is going to be. Because if you watch,
so true.
You know, if you watch a tennis match, it's silent other than the like,
that's like, so true.
And it's so like kind of deeply uncomfortable to watch because, you know, I grew up Catholic. So there's all this like weird, like, oh, don't make your body make any like weird noises, you know, that you're not in control of. And tennis is all about that. It's just a bunch of like grunting and like moaning and groaning. But I think if you want other people around you to see that you're into tennis, you need to be like screaming every time you hit that ball with the racket.
That's true. That's a good call. I mean, one thing I'll say about tennis that I find super weird is that like I went to – there's some big tournament where I'm from in New Haven that like gets hosted there every year. And a friend of mine had tickets and we went. And I didn't realize that you're actually not supposed to like clap and cheer when a good thing happens.
Silence.
You're supposed to be really quiet.
Yeah.
Which is like – I guess – but I don't really understand why because – doesn't every sport require concentration? Like, technically speaking, don't players of all sports have to be like in the zone and concentrate in order to perform well? I don't understand.
That's what I would think. Yeah. It's weird. Like that and golf. I don't know if it's like, and also your coach can't talk to you, tennis players.
Oh, really? Is that right?
Yeah. Like you can't. I mean, Dan could speak more of this, or literally anyone who knows anything about tennis. But my understanding
anyone
but the two of us. My understanding is that like it's actually like cheating if your coach like tries to communicate with you during the game, whereas like you watch basketball and the coach is just literally screaming the entire time and telling the players where to go and what to do.
Just absolutely screaming.
So it's cultural thing. You know, it's like the culture of tennis is very different than other sports.
It's like it's a sport for perverts because they want it to be really quiet, but then the grunting and the moaning is like so incredibly loud. And it's like, well, what do you want? Do you want decorum or do you want like loud noises? And it's like, no, they want the decorum with the grunting.
With the grunting. It's pervs. Like pervy. Oh, you're so right. You're really right. Now, did you buy different sneakers for the court?
I didn't because okay. I'm kind of like a sneaker. Well, I'm not a sneaker head per se, like people who are super into sneakers, but they are mostly what I wear. And so as much as I would like to get a pair of sneakers just because it would be an excuse to get a pair of sneakers. Yes. I feel like I can't justify it because I have so many. However, having said that, if I end up playing more, I might get another pair just to not, you know, just to not wear down my formal sneakers.
Sure.
You know, but we'll see. I'm gonna play that one by ear.
I think as you become more of a tennis head, mm-hmm. That's sort of gonna be your next purchase.
It's gonna be the next step.
In steps. Yeah, in steps, exactly. First can come the headbands. I think you can commit to court shoes later on.
Later on, yeah. And like the other thing that I have going for me in this whole journey is that where I go to hit the tennis ball, there's this open field right beside it. And there are these people who go there to do like acting exercises, you know, so they stand in a circle and they let their bodies
leather,
go limp
yellow
and then
leather,
shake them around. Yeah. And so, you know, cause there's basketball courts on the other side. And so there are people in my neighborhood who are like cool and having fun and like shooting the hoops and stuff, shooting the hoops, as they say.
Then there's me
who's doing like Bad News Bears version of tennis. And I was sort of self-conscious. And then I realized that there are these ding dongs next to me doing these ridiculous acting exercises. And I was like, okay, I'm actually, I'm not the coolest, but I'm not the least cool. I'm right in the middle. And so this is actually great.
Hey, look, as a former theater kid, can confirm none of that is cool.
It's not. Like, there's just no two ways about it.
There's no two ways about it, but you know what? They don't care. I remember not caring. What was the thing that we used to – oh, gosh. The only thing I ever kind of think – the only sort of cultural – recent cultural moment that got that theater kid stuff right was Lady Bird when she is the play and they go around and they start doing like the like, you're going to cry now. You're gonna make yourself cry now. And it's so funny. I imagining that happening in a park, that's too much as well for me. Where are these people? Yeah, where did these people come from and why?
It's a lot. I don't know. And I saw them just sort of arrive one by one and get into this like, you know, these like wild but you know, like you said, like they're not self-conscious because they're sort of like probing the depths of their humanity or their shadow selves or whatever to get ready to act. So they're having a blast.
It was actually Lea Michele getting ready for Funny Girl. And
listen, I was going to ask you, I specifically have not caught up on our group chat because I wanted, but we don't have to do that here. But there were a lot of things happening on Twitter about Funny Girl that I definitely couldn't follow. And I wasn't sure what side, I guess my question is just like, what side should I take? Can you tell me that?
We don't like Lea Michele.
We don't like Lea Michele. Okay.
No. Great, the thing that will unite, you know, such a broken world is that truly everyone on both. It's the way that everyone felt about Bill de Blasio too. It's like that's how Republicans and Democrats like became friends, which is like, you know, like let's shake, like we shake. You know, it's like handshake, we hate Bill de Blasio.
Got it.
And it's
okay.
The same thing with Lea Michele. It's just like literally everyone. But Lea Michele is going to do really well in this role. The problem is like, essentially, Beanie Feldstein was a delightful, you know, Beanie Feldstein is the coworker you want to work with. You know, she's fun. Mm-hmm. She stops in your office. She makes jokes. She makes life really fun at work, but she's not that good at her job. And it kind of makes things hard for you because you're like, oh, she's not that good at her job, but it's like sad because she's so nice. Lea Michele is a terrorist who makes work horrible, but she is good at her job. And that's sort
of
where
she's like amazing at what she does.
But she's amazing at what she does. Yeah. So that's where we sort of are. But the side that you're on is never Lea Michele's. And as long as you can do that, you're good.
Okay. No, I feel now that I know that she's the Bill de Blasio of musical theater, is it a movie or is it like a Broadway play?
No, it's a Broadway show. Yeah.
Okay. So now that I know that she's the Bill de Blasio of Broadway theater, I totally am anti Lea Michele. That's my official new position. Check my Twitter bio for that update.
Yeah. I will offline. I will tell you a little bit more about sort of just the backstory of why we don't like her and send you some relevant links.
I love it.
So Sally and I had come up with this idea of sort of doing this segment called She Thinks I Returned It. which would be a little bit about something that we tried and that we ended up not really liking, or maybe something that we were really tempted to buy and we ended up not buying. And Sally, I realized that I have an absolute line to draw between your new hobby of tennis and all of your accessories and my item for the Gee Thanks I Returned It. So I'm not even going to talk about the thing that I purchased, because I want to tell you with the time that we have left about the thing that I keep seeing ads for, and that every time I see an ad for it, I'm like, I should get that. That's very me. And then I have to remind myself that it's not me. And it is so in line with your new hobby of tennis. It is a, I can only describe it as a millennial branded pickleball set. I don't
Wait
know.
A, if- hold on. Wait,
Caroline, are you getting ads for this?
I cannot. Well, no, here's what happened. I'll just interrupt you to briefly say that after like 3 days of playing tennis, I was like, oh, this is actually really hard. What is an easier way to play tennis? I stumbled upon pickleball. Yes. And then when I started looking into pickleball, I started getting all of these like search returns for the most millennial branded, like, you know, like you would see on the shelf at Anthropology type pickleball sets.
Yes.
And I was like, I will die if I don't get that. And they're really expensive.
Yes. That's where I am. And I wonder if these ads started popping up after you texted me and you were like, I'm going to talk about my new hobby of tennis. And I wonder if the pickleball people have just been paying deep, deep, deep money for like anytime someone texts about tennis, show them this ad for this sexy pickleball set. But every time I see it, I'm like, I could play pickleball. I love pickleball.
No, I mean, like when you see these sets that we're talking about, you will instantly be like, I now identify as a pickleball athlete.
So we played pickleball in gym class. That was a gym class activity when I grew up. It was the one that everyone wanted to do because you didn't have to change for it. I remember that. It was like, if you play pickleball, you do not have to put on your gym clothes. You can go in your regular clothes. And I, anything to not have to change into my gym clothes.
Side note, it is completely horrifying to me. I went to a public school that was, we didn't really have, it was very like underfunded. And so it wasn't, there weren't like quote unquote activities and equipment and gym clothes.
Okay.
So I wasn't exposed to that horror. But the concept of changing in front of people as a teenager makes me want to walk into an active volcano.
Truly psychotic that they made us do that. The other thing that was, I mean, I cannot even tell you like, oh, what were my favorite excuses? A, got my period. Always if I had the male gym teacher, I was like, I have my period. And they'd be like, like gross. And then it would be like someone stole my gym clothes, which like, why would someone steal my gym clothes?
That's amazing.
But everyone would say that. It'd be like, oh, we have a big thief who's after everyone's like really smelly shorts. I hated gym. And I used to have it right in the beginning of the day, first period. Then you just spend the whole day sweating. And I went to an overfunded public school. So we had a lot of stuff. But one time in gym, you could pick – gym came with like cycles and you could pick like there were four different choices of activity and you had to do all four, but you could pick the order that you wanted to do them. And then every activity lasted like four classes and that would be like an entire semester. So like between the first day of school and Christmas break, you would cycle through these four things. And like half of them were just like, they would literally used to put on like the VHS of Taibo and make us do Taibo in the gym.
Oh my God, Taibo. That's incredible.
Billy Blanks. I know. And pickleball was outside because we had pickleball courts, which like what the fuck? Who has pickleball
yeah,
courts?
Yeah, what the fuck? Like right. I was shocked when I discovered that pickleball, you can't actually just play pickleball on a tennis court, which is wild to me.
Right. You have to play on
like,
this
why
very
are we consolidating?
Bouncy, I know. It's like we don't – it's like who made this – who made up all these different iterations of tennis that have to have completely – you have to scrap everything you know about this. It's the same sport, but forget everything you know. We need another court. But yeah, the courts are elevated. They're like a little bouncier from what I remember.
I see.
I think that they were built in the 60s or 70s, and then they became like overgrown with weeds, but then they were still making us use them. But I remember you kind of had to like go into sort of the brush to get to them.
That's
and it didn't
incredible.
It didn't feel purposeful. It just felt like, ugh, yeah, we don't have the funds to like clear this out. But if your parents donate to our raffle, we will. And we played pickleball, and you could wear your jeans, and that's why I would play. But I loved playing pickleball because it's everything you love about tennis, not as much running.
That's what it seems like from my research. And is it also like – it seems like the skill floor is lower, or the ceiling. I don't know. Some part of the skill house is lower. It's more accessible, it seems.
I'm pretty sure it is because I was playing it in high school, and I was not athletic, and I remember liking it. So – the floor has to be very low because that was not the case for most sports and me. But these, I'm looking, so the thing that got me, and I haven't bought it yet, but honestly, after this conversation, I might still buy it. But then it's like, where am I going to play pickleball? So the company is called Recess Pickleball. And you're right. If you just Google pickleball set, you're going to get a lot of millennial sets. I honestly am kind of tempted.
I just want to tell you that I did end up getting a pickleball set like a few days ago, but I just
what
I got like,
you did?
I know. Yeah, because I was like, this might be while I'm like learning, like it's gonna take me a long time to be able to play tennis in a real way. So maybe in the meantime, I didn't get one of these like beautiful, awesome ones that look like they're from Anthropology, and I mean that in like the highest form of compliment.
Yeah.
I just got something from Amazon that was like, you know, it's like black and white. It's like brand X, and it's,
it's cheap. Come with the net? Because I'm kind of honestly like, I'm looking right now at Amazon. This is so not what we intended with this segment.
No, it's not. Like,
but we're doing it anyway. I might buy it because it's Prime Day as we're recording this. I might buy a set. Because we have a big backyard, I could maybe convince Dan to play pickleball with me, maybe.
I mean, if he's into – yeah, I mean, if you have a backyard and he's into tennis, I mean, why not? And look how – well, let me – so I got one that has a portable net because we have to, like, take ours to the tennis court because we have a deck. We don't have a yard. And it's not like a full regulation pickleball net, which would be like very, very, very long, but it's like half of that. And it's allegedly easy to set up. But I feel like, you know, if you're not playing competitive pickleball, I don't really think you need like a full regulation court, you know?
No, I mean, look, like what's regulation anyway? You know what I mean? Like
who can say? There's no way to know.
But I feel like this could be fun, but again, I kind of came into here like I loved badminton too. Badminton. I loved badminton. I love the idea of tennis, but playing tennis is too much for me.
I think that's why pickleball was invented.
It. Yeah, it's just the lazy man's tennis.
Yeah, it's the lazy man's tennis. It's like it's the lazy man who also likes badminton or ping pong's tennis, I think.
Yeah, ping pong, another game of tennis.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'll send you the one that I got. I'm realizing now that it has a fake spot review of F. So that's something I wish I had noticed before I ordered it. But on the upside, it was only $72, and it comes with like 4 rackets, 4 balls, and a portable net. So
yeah. Okay, send me that link. I think I'm going to get it. Oh, this was not what we intended.
This
is not what we intended. But it really is like, they're so cute. They're so 70s. They're so like 70s millennial. The ones that I keep seeing as ads are so cute. When Dan wakes up and I'm like, I bought us a pickleball set, he'll be like, great. I know where this is. This will be in my my community's buy nothing group within like 3 months. But actually, I don't within, think that that's
in moments.
True. In moments, I think I could. I liked pickleball as a kid, and I have to give credit to any sport that I liked as a child because I hated sports. Yeah.
Especially any sport that you get introduced to through gym class, if you still liked it.
Right. That says something.
Yeah, it's clearing a pretty high bar. And pickleball seems like something where, you know, in the vein of like you don't have to change into athletic clothes to do it. I feel like if you have people over to hang out and you're like having some drinks, you can still play pickleball, which like you can't like have drinks and play tennis. You know what I mean?
No.
I think personally, knowing next to nothing about pickleball and even less about tennis, I would like to rebrand pickleball as basically a lawn game. You know, it's like it's cornhole.
Definitely.
You know,
it's cornhole. It's badminton. I mean, it's badminton. Like it's like right. And wear your summer clothes. You can do it in a sundress. You can do it in shorts and a tank top. You can do it barefoot. You can just have fun. And if you lose interest, you just walk away.
And you just walk right away.
That's it. Just walk away. You don't have to. You can talk during the game. You don't have to grunt. Maybe.
You can if you want to. You're not forbidden
from
grunting.
You can
if you want
to. You're not forbidden from grunting, but you're not required to.
It's not expected of you, which is, it's nice to have that flexibility.
Were we the pickleball all along? I mean, really, was this? Oh my gosh. I think I'm going to buy a pickleball set.
I think you should do that. And then I think we should do a side project podcast that's just straight up just a pickleball cast. And that's what we do.
Pickleheads.
Pickleheads unite.
Pickleheads unite. I mean, really, like, I'm laughing at all of the branding, but also that's, you know, the gateway drug for me. I was like, look at those colors. And I'm just so happy to hear that it was the same with you because you did tennis for the outfits. So we're like in good company.
Oh, 100. Yeah. No, we're totally on the same page. The thing about pickleball that is a little bit that I feel like they could use better PR is that it's called pickleball, which it's that's a toughie for me. You know, I don't know. I don't take it seriously, which actually, I mean, I guess on the other hand, I'm not seriously athletic or anything like that. But I just wish it had like a name that didn't sound like a Nickelodeon show.
Oh, see, I think that that is a point in its favor. I think that's a pickleball point in its favor.
Really? Okay. So you're pro pickle.
I'm pro pickleball as a non-sporty person because I think the more that things do not sound like sports, the better for the people who want to play them but do not play sports.
That is a great point.
You know, it's like pickleball is sort of just come as you are. You know, bring yourself. Don't change anything about you. Don't even change. You're perfect as you are. You know, pickleball is for everyone. Tennis, you know, that sort of gives the impression of like your parents have money. You know how to run a mile. You didn't try to get out of running the mile in eighth grade like I did. You know, there's like a real – the legend goes that when Caroline Moss did the presidential fitness test in 1999, the gym teacher lost count of how many laps I had done. I had only done 3, and he said, all right, Moss, good mile. And I just did not run the last lap of that mile. And that's how slow I was going, that he thought my third lap was my fourth.
But that is absolutely incredible. That makes me proud to know you.
Thank you. It makes me proud to be me. You know, it's like, and that hasn't changed. I got into hiking for 48 hours, you know, about 4 months ago.
Yeah, well, you're in LA,
ago.
So you have to,
I tried.
You're contractually obligated to get into it for a second.
It's honestly true. And I bought the cutest hiking shoes and I love them and I like gear it up and I took Lottie and I got my podcast all ready. And then it got really hot and I was like, oh, I'm going home. I'll just listen to the podcast in the car.
Hiking is a toughie. Outdoorsy things are toughies.
Except
for
pickleball, because what a name. You know, you're not working out during pickleball. You're not committing to anything during pickleball. You're just there. You know, you're having a good and gather seltzer. And you're playing and you're just playing pickleball. And when you're over it, you go, you know, hey Andrea, you want to like fill in for me? You want to play pickleball? You guys want to be partners? Okay, great. And then you walk off the court and you go have yourself a day.
I go have myself a day. Maybe I grab another good and gather. But either way, I don't have to change.
Right. And we're not keeping score. We're hitting the ball back and forth.
I don't know if you can keep score in pickleball. You may never know if that's part of the sport.
Exactly. And I don't want to know. Here's the thing. I'm about to click buy on this pickleball set.
Do it.
It's Prime Day. So it's 4 paddles.
Yeah.
It's 4 balls and a net for $70.
It's a steal at twice the price. Do you know what we should do? Is we should do an episode where we each try to convince each other to buy, like, we just give each other the hard sell on something and see
we'll
if we can, like,
get the other
each
other. Yes. I mean, look, I am the easiest sell in the world. Will I actually, like, now I'm just having dreams of just barefoot in the park playing a pickleball with my pals.
See, this is how I end up. Like, this is how I have all these new personalities, over the pandemic, is I'm just like, I can totally see, this is my new beginning. This is it, you know?
Right, this is me. I'm a person who hikes. I'm a person who plays pickleball. I'm a person who loves sports. I'm running that mile.
I'm an athlete. I identify as an athlete. I'm an athlete first.
I'm an athlete first, and I'm a human second. And I really want to play pickleball now. And the problem is like, you know, it's so hot that, like, I'll get this set and Dan next weekend will be like, all right, you want to go to the park and play pickleball? I'm like, well, it's going to be really hot out. I don't know. We should just wait until November. Pickleball seems like a perfect sport for, especially in LA. Only in LA, really. Like, if you're going to play pickleball in LA, you got to play December through April, you know, and then it's too hot, or you're playing night pickleball, you know.
Night pickleball sounds great to me.
Night pickleball. Oh, we could start a night pickleball league. Well,
yeah, it could be kind of its own league. Yeah.
Moving this G Thanks I Returned It or G Thanks I Didn't Buy It item into the G Thanks I Just Bought It pile because this is happening. Oh, I'm excited.
G Thanks, I'm probably going to return this.
The G Thanks, this will sit in my house for a while. Are you still feeling committed to tennis even after we've now given ourselves the hard sell on pickleball?
I'm committed in the sense that, like, here's what I'm committed to. It's really fun to go to this court and just smack the ball against the wall. There is something that feels very primal about hitting a thing with another thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I think I'll still do that. But, you know, what I was considering doing was taking a couple of tennis lessons so I could learn how to actually, you know, swing properly and maybe be able to, like, volley with Andrea.
I think that's a great idea.
Currently can't do, but I don't know. Now that I'm starting a night pickleball league, now that I'm a pickleball head, I might, like, maybe that's where I'll put my energy, and I'll just keep, you know, tennis will be the thing where I just go to, like, hit the ball really hard, but maybe pickleball will be, you know, what Andre and I go play together. I don't know. I think the jury's still out, but actually my pickleball set arrived early this morning. So
I cannot believe we both we're having a pickleball. We both chose pickleball as our personality of the week. That's crazy.
It's
we
wild.
Didn't talk
it's,
about that.
We didn't. We're totally in sync. And I think it's really cool that we're both going to start pickleball leagues in our respective cities.
And we're going to stop them just very shortly after.
<We're gonna> stop them.
I have a tip for you if you're looking for a tennis coach. Because this is what Dan did and it actually worked out really well. And it's like affordable, but it's also a great deal. Find a high schooler in Philadelphia who's on the tennis team. That's all you need. You don't need, like, a pro. You need, like, a 17-year-old who, like, knows how to play the sport.
You're
and then
so
you
right.
pay them, like, $50 for, like, an hour lesson, and everyone wins because everyone wins. And that's what Dan's been doing. Dan's been playing with someone who plays for, like, USC. I think they're actually he might be, like, a pretty, like, a D1. I'm like insulting his level of skill. But, like, but Dan also was a high school tennis player and played, like, throughout his life. So he's good. He just needs to be brought back up to speed because he's, you know, a man in his late 30s. So
sure.
He plays with this, like, 22-year-old who makes him do wind sprints. And I'm always like,
Holy shit.
Whose fault is that? I wouldn't have signed up for that.
No, I'm not looking. Well, one of my fears is that I'm going to find a tennis coach who's going to want to do, like, conditioning or something. And
I'm going to be like,
sir, I just want you to show me how to swing the racket.
This is why you hire a 17-year-old. You know, you're still in charge at the end of the day.
That's a really good point.
You want, like, a kid. You want a kid who's, like, you know, I don't know. I think about the best job I had when I was in high school, and it was working at like a little kid's birthday party place with my best friend. We were like the not the entertainment, but we like were the wranglers, essentially. It's like, oh my God, everybody, we're going over here. And the parents would always, we would make $25 per party. So it was off the books too. So it was a 90-minute party and we would make $25. And then we would make $25 that was already a built-in tip. So $50 for 90 minutes. And then I would say 6 out of 10 times the parents would give us an extra 20. And you would just walk away with all this cash and you're 17. You know,
that's so amazing. It's like, it sounds fun too. Like you were having like a fun time.
Yeah. And I can't imagine a more fun job than a high school tennis player getting to just like be like, yeah, I'm showing this idiot how to hit a tennis ball, you know,
I'm showing
just
this old bozo how to
well, old swing people are getting racket. Really into tennis right now. old people are really like loving this old person asked me about pickleball and I didn't have the heart to tell them it was a dork sport, but you know, whatever.
I had to explain pickleball with words they would understand.
Yeah. Back in my day, I'm excited about our pickleball era. I can't believe we're entering our pickleball era together. It just feels right.
We're finally entering the storied pickleball. First, you're born, you have a bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
And then you enter pickleball.
And then you enter your pickleball era.
So I think we're on track.
We're so close to our Boca era and going to dinner at 4 o'clock. I mean,
that's coming up within like 5 years.
I'm ready. And I've been ready. Honestly. Well, our timer just went off. What an episode. We are playing tennis. We are getting outfits. We now both own a pickleball set. Jury's still out on what will happen with that. We're going to have to check back in every time we do an episode and just see where we are pickleball-wise.
Yeah, we'll do like a pickleball report, you know?
Yeah, the pickleball report.
Yeah, just grunting.
Yeah, just big grunts. Yeah, the pickleball report. And I want to hear more about tennis. And oh man, I'm excited. This is our this is our athletic era. I can't believe
it. I know. Oh, can you believe that for two people who are not very sports forward, we've just spent the entire time talking about
sports.
Just how we identify as athletes.
I'm an athlete. Oh my God. You know, and the other thing I remember about high school that I never got to partake in was what they would call varsity option, which was all the sporty kids didn't have to do gym because they were already doing sports. So they just made all the like theater kids do sports. And I was like, I'm on the dance team. And I was honestly my first experience of protest and fighting for my rights was to get the dance team recognized for varsity options.
Good.
So I didn't have to go to gym.
That's yeah,
I was
some
an
real
early,
BS.
I was an early, fighter for, you know, sister suffragate, you know, I was like,
you're an athlete activist.
That's right. That was the word I was looking for. I couldn't get there. this was so fun, Sally. I'm like, if only you lived closer and we could play pickleball for 5 minutes and then just sit down and gossip.
And then just talk and look at nice pickleball sets online.
Right. And then
talk.
Just like, right. And then just look for outfits. I love that. Yeah. I love that. Oh, this was so fun. So
fun.
Tennis and pickleball. And next week, we will report back. And next week, I want to talk about when you come back. Oh, and for those of you who are just figuring this out, Sally's going to come co-host G-Thanks with me for a little while.
I'm totally excited.
It's G-Thanks, amazing.
I just pickleballed that, and I can't
G-Thanks.
Wait.
Just pickled it. And I think next time we talk will be when we enter our cleaning era. And I want you to talk about, because Sally said of the little green Bissell spot cleaner that she would lay down her life for the little green. And I feel like that is worth an episode.
Yeah, I don't even really want to like unscrew the top of that. I don't want to take that lid off right now because we'll be here for another like hour. But yeah, I'm a big proponent of the Little Green. I'm the president of the Little Greens fan club.
You're a Little Green head, and I respect that. And I'm going to bring my drill attachments for cleaning grout. So in case you thought it could not get more exciting than pickleball, you are sorely mistaken. Sally, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being just so sporty like me. I see you and I recognize you as the athlete that you are. I'm looking forward to hearing more about your tennis journey. And next time we talk, we will catch up during the pickleball report.
That sounds amazing. I can't wait. Thank you for having me. This is always such a blast.
Absolutely. Everyone, we will link to all of our favorite tennis accessories and pickleball accessories in the show notes. Please let us know if you can think of any other sort of accessory forward sports that are not really sports, because I'll get into those too. This is going to be the summer of my sports content. And great. Okay, we will see you next week for another episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You just listened to another episode of G-Thanks Just Bought It, edited and mixed by Veronica Gruba and produced and hosted by me, Caroline Moss. In between episodes, you can always head to the G-Thanks Instagram at G-Thanks Just Bought It Pod and the G-Thanks Facebook group to get and give life-changing recommendations of your own. Subscribe to our weekly sale and discount emails at gthanks.substack.com. It's free. And you can reach me at Caroline at gthanksjustboughtit.com or leave me a message at 424-245-0736 with a product recommendation, and you may be featured on an upcoming episode. G-Thanks is powered by subscribers like you. To keep all of our G-Thanks content free and accessible to all, consider making a monthly donation of $2 to keep us going at patreon.com/gthanksandfriends.